There you are, standing in the pharmacy aisle again, looking at the hundreds of medications for breathing and sinus problems. You hope one of them is going to help you breathe better. But in your heart, you know self-medicating is really just masking the true problem, which is your nose isn't working like it should. There are real solutions, though, to fix that. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula, and at Advent, we've pioneered simple in-office solutions like balloon sinuplasty that have solved thousands of our patients' sinus and nasal breathing problems, allowing them to breathe freely. Now, you can go on living like this, but you shouldn't have to sit on the sidelines of the life that you were meant to live. Get out of the pharmacy aisle and go to AdventKnows.com today to schedule your appointment. Because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
Here. This segment brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now and get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblower. See your Toro retailer today and win winter with a Toro.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements, so if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model, like reuniting with an old friend for the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Dress up your Halloween celebration this year with frightfully festive fruit bouquets and platters to ghoulish goodie bundles. From edible arrangements, our treats are spooky, yet sweet additions to this Halloween season. Choose from a variety of fresh baked cookies, gourmet popcorn, strawberries dipped in gourmet semi-sweet chocolate, and pineapple decorated to look just like zombie eyes, mummies, bats, cats, and ghosts. Our spooky sweet treats start at just $9.99. Order today for curbside pickup or delivery at your local edible store or at edible.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
There are going to be a lot of questions asked. One is, would they have played tomorrow if the Rays had won this game? During the regular season, when a positive test occurred, they would basically not play the next day, right? That's what would happen. And they would have had to go through all the testing and contact tracing and all the things that they were doing during the regular season. This was in the middle of the World Series. Now, that's one question, obviously. Another question, and that's a hypothetical, we'll never get the answer. But the other question is why the scene that took place tonight was allowed to take place and MLB's reaction to it, if there will be a public reaction at all to what went on. Because clearly, they had protocols in place. He was supposed to be isolated. I believe the commissioner said that on the stage. He was in isolation. And that didn't last very long.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Ken Rosenthal. He was on FS1's post-game show and kind of tied a bow on the whole thing, but pretty weird package of results there.
Oh, without a doubt. The story of the day in sports because, you know, the Dodgers are World Series champions. They end a 32-year drought. But, Mully, it was surreal last night. 10:35 or so, the Dodgers win the World Series, and then they're celebrating and they go back, and we knew that they removed Justin Turner from the game in the eighth inning, but you didn't know why. Kevin Burkhart, about 15 minutes after the final out was recorded, comes on Fox and says that Justin Turner had tested positive for COVID-19. And then you hear Rob Manfred being asked post-game and say he's in isolation. And then if you stuck with it long enough, you saw Justin Turner on the field celebrating with teammates, taking the photo, the team picture, next to Dave Roberts, who, as it's been pointed out several times in social media and elsewhere, cancer survivor Dave Roberts, with a smile, no mask, a guy who tested positive for COVID, mingling, shaking hands, hugging people, kissing his wife. And to me, it's a shame because here you are, as the Dodgers franchise celebrates its invincibility as a baseball team, exercising such irresponsibility as an organization, because you can't let that happen.
I saw some video when I got up this morning and was going through stuff. I saw some video. They showed him sit down. So he comes back out, and he's got the blue mask on. So the man has a giant red beard, if you just think of how he looks and everything. And he's got the blue mask, which is, you can't tell if it's going over his chin or not because the beard is so big. And it's, you know, so it always looks kind of weird when you see a guy with a beard with the mask because you just can't tell if it's covering anything, right? I mean, you just, I don't know. And it was just weird looking, and that's okay. So he sits down, and they're getting ready to take the photo, and he pulls the mask down.
Right.
So the mask is now holding the beard, and it's clearly under his chin, so his nose and his mouth are there, and he's, as you say, sitting next to Dave Roberts. And you're thinking, like, oh, you know, maybe the strain of the strap on his ears hurts when he pulled it down or something. He just took it off. So he has no mask on at all. And he's just grinning, as, you know, happy as could be. And he's sitting, as you say, right next to Dave Roberts. And that was it. That was the end of the mask thing for him in the post game. And, again, he tested positive, according to Ken Rosenthal. The initial report was that he had tested positive before the game.
This all happened because Ken Rosenthal wrote an article.
Yes. I said that he put a bow on it. It was kind of a, he tied it up. It was a joke.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay. We're with you. We're with you.
Clever.
All right. I'm sorry. And at any rate, he said later, then he clarified it, that the first test, the initial test, came back in the second inning. And so what did they do? Hey, one of the players tested positive in the second inning. You know what? Didn't he test this morning? Let's expedite the most recent test and let's find out. Oh, eighth inning. Yeah, all right. He's got it then. We have two positive tests. We better take him out.
It took him out.
What were you
2 hours
waiting
later.
For? From exactly.
It took 2 hours between the notification in the second inning and then when they found out and removed him in the eighth. And obviously they were in a 1-0 ball game. It was as close as you could get as far as a World Series game. It was strange when they took him out. Andrew Friedman asked afterward about Justin Turner sort of returning from his isolation and refusing to be isolated, said, I don't think, this is his quote, I don't think there was anyone that was going to stop him from going out onto the field, Friedman told reporters in a video call. Well, you know what? Isn't that the Dodgers' responsibility to do just that? To stop him from going out on the field? Look, it's unfortunate that he would not have been able to celebrate a championship. He is a recognized leader of this group. He's been a Dodger for a long time. Nobody's saying that he doesn't deserve to feel that euphoria that winners feel. But come on, it's not just about Justin Turner at that point. It becomes about everybody that he comes in contact with and everybody they come in contact with after that. It's a super spreader event at the World Series.
I think there are two things. I think the first is the bizarre kind of violation of protocol with the testing in a bubble in the Game 6 of the World Series. And what would have happened? It's fascinating to think about.
Yeah.
So they take him out of the game, and they're trying to keep him removed. And what would have happened and all the rest of it. So I think that is a separate story that should be looked into. The other part of it, the Dodgers letting him go and celebrate, and Mookie Betts, well, you know, he's part of the team. He wants to be part of it. I got to tell you, that, like, now we'll see what happens, if anything, after that. But that's just bizarre to me. That and it's, again, the World Series is over, and it has nothing to do with whether they would have played the next day and all that other stuff. But it's as you say, the potential for a super spreader event. I mean, so now the whole team, oh, my God, this is so fantastic. We won the trophy. Let's go into quarantine. What do you do with the whole group of them now? It seems like there's nobody that was on the field that wouldn't have to, well, we're not, you know, that parade we were talking about, we'll just do that remotely.
No, yeah, remote parade. And you wonder if there'll be any repercussions from Major League Baseball. You don't know. I mean, would a fine serve any purpose except for to, you know, be punitive? But you talk about the group, the traveling group. Everybody, according to reports, that was in the quarantine group with the Dodgers for the, you know, whenever, however long they were in Texas in that bubble, they have to remain in Texas until they pass an undetermined number of tests before returning to California. So they may be keeping each other's company for a while, depending on the positivity of the test, depending on the results. We just don't know, but it's created this, you know, here we are talking about these issues, and we are talking about, you know, what this does for Clayton Kershaw's legacy. What was Kevin Cash thinking in removing Blake Snell? It overshadows everything because it's something that everybody can relate to. You mentioned Justin Turner's, you know, resistance to wearing a mask. You talk about a guy, you know, ignoring protocol. Well, welcome to 2020 in America, right? Because that is, sports really is a metaphor for everything going on. And last night just underscored that even more.
You talk a lot about, you know, not you, everybody talks about the Astros World Series being tainted in 2017. This is literally tainted and contaminated now. The 2020 World Series. Congratulations, LA Dodgers.
No kidding. Well played there, Kemba.
You know, it's really weird because I think that and I know you're a pop culturalist, David, the woman who married Kanye, her name escapes me at the moment, she just celebrated her 40th birthday, Kim Kardashian West.
Yes.
And she celebrated it on a private island, and there were all these photos out apparently on social media, and that led to a backlash. So she came back out and said that everyone that she invited, her group of friends, all quarantined and did tests and stuff, and then they decided to go to this private island and try to live normally so that she could celebrate her 40th birthday. And then that led to another backlash of people, you know, how much money you have, and you know, while people are trying to get their next meal, you're flying people down to some private island. It's just... But it led then to some very funny images. Like there was one of like Tom Hanks and Wilson, the volleyball celebrating on a private island, you know, stuff like that was out there. And I thought that was really funny, but I think that the whole COVID thing, there is like the reaction to, oh my God, this happened. And what would you do with the team? And how do you, and then there's the reaction to, you're celebrating, you're going out and hugging a team. It's almost like there are a couple different sort of elements or layers to how people respond when they hear about COVID infection.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's what I mean. It's relatable because everybody's going to have their own way of handling this and their own way of coping with this pandemic. You know, some people are comfortable going to restaurants. I guess not Chicago anymore, but some people aren't. Some people are, you know, they refuse to wear a mask in, regardless of the law or regardless of the regulations. And some people, you know, won't go anywhere without one. They'll wear one in their car when they're driving alone. So I think it's open for interpretation. But I think we all can agree. Well, no, I can't say that. We all won't agree. But I think you and I probably agree on the fact that Justin Turner doing what he did was an act of defiance. I mean, I know what was at stake. I know what he was celebrating. But him going out there when he was supposed to be in isolation and being around his teammates, while you understand getting caught up in the moment, that's taking it a little far.
Yeah, I think.
Wilson, where are you?
If you were on that team, thank you. That's nice, Wilson. If you were on that team, wouldn't you want the guy like a baseball length away from you? Plus, but I'm just saying you could hold him off maybe when he came to hug you with a baseball bat.
Well, Mookie Betts and Corey Seager were saying that, you know, they wanted him to be part of that. That they welcomed him being out there, and you know, Corey Seager even going to the point where he said that, you know, it didn't sit well with him if Justin Turner wasn't part of it. I mean, really?
Yeah, that was just flat out odd. I mean, there's no way around it. But, you know, again, I think part of what the responsibility is with professional athletes, with, you know, the candidates, whomever, is to try to show people the correct way, right? And if you're not following what are the protocols, and again, you know, people can go out, you can do things, but you really need to keep a little bit of distance, and you need to have a mask on and all the rest of it. If for no other reason than for a professional baseball player in a moment of celebration, if for no other reason than to send that message to people, right? And it's something that they've tried to do in Major League Baseball. And again, there's a reason that they laid out all these protocols, and, you know, very difficult to have seen a season go on with COVID-19 out there. And I think it's great that we're trying to remain open and keep doing things while also acknowledging that life has changed and we have to take these precautions. But when you completely ignore them, it's irresponsible, not just for the people around you and yourself, but to the people looking on. To how many people saw that celebration? How many people are watching this? And it just is a contrary message to what they were trying to get across.
It is a contrary message. And yes, the team was already exposed, but during the celebration, you're exposed to other people who weren't necessarily in the clubhouse with you, who weren't sitting in the dugout next to you. So, and as you point out, Molly, it's more than just the act. It's the example that you're trying to set or get others to follow. And it was just a fail for the Dodgers on a night where they were celebrating the end of a drought and the achievement of something really grand. It's just a shame that this is something we have to talk about, but it is because it's out there. But Major League Baseball, and it starts the season with a little controversy with COVID and ends it with a little controversy. I'm just glad they got the games in that they did, and we were able to watch a World Series after all.
All right, we get a chance to talk to Dan and Layla next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score.
This is the Mully and Haw Morning Show, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9. Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When it comes to health insurance, trust the .gov to get you all the information you need. GetCoveredIllinois.gov will point you in the right direction to help find health coverage that fits you and your budget. Get the facts about health insurance at GetCoveredIllinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
Halloween, Friendsgiving, the holidays? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect gift to help you host a gathering. The DrinkWorks Home Bar is a countertop home bar that makes over 30 cocktails, brews, ciders, and more, all at the push of a button. From mojitos to mules to margaritas, all you need to do is put the pod in and let the machine do the work. Go to DrinkWorks.com to order your home bar and see all the available drinks. That's DrinkWorks.com. Cheers. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Use under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Inland.
This segment is brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington. Love the deal.
Dress up your Halloween celebration this year with frightfully festive fruit bouquets and platters to ghoulish goodie bundles. From edible arrangements, our treats are spooky yet sweet additions to this Halloween season. Choose from a variety of fresh baked cookies, gourmet popcorn, strawberries dipped in gourmet semi-sweet chocolate, and pineapple decorated to look just like zombie eyes, mummies, bats, cats, and ghosts. Our spooky sweet treats start at just $9.99. Order today for curbside pickup or delivery at your local edible store or at edible.com.
Billy, grow a pair.
Whoa, Lauren, what are you suggesting?
Well, I'm saying that is what's on all girls' minds these days.
Wait, their minds are on my pair?
No, not your pair. All these beautiful pairs.
Are you saying that all pairs are beautiful?
No, most are not. But the natural diamond ones that glisten, sparkle, and say I do don't need words.
Oh, I see. You mean a beautiful pair of diamond earrings.
No, that's just guys buying themselves time. I'm talking about the most luscious, scintillating pears you've ever seen.
Ooh, that's hot.
The solitaire pear-shaped diamond engagement ring says it all.
Whoa, engagement rings?
Yes, Billy. What were you thinking?
That at the Diamond Air in St. Charles, you will find all of these.